anoint me, O God. Ah, anoint me, O God. Anoint me, O God. Anoint me, O God. Can I see somebody? Anoint me, O God. Kabadobarando shadia dabadabada. Rande kabakata dosh. Rande badabadaba. Now begin to declare in your room. Declare it out of your mouth. I should declare it on the conversation. Declare it with faith. Declare it into your life right now. Say, I am anointed. I am anointed to prosper. I am anointed to succeed. I am anointed to prosper. I am anointed to succeed. I am anointed to prosper. Ah. Rande kabadoshe. I am anointed to succeed. I am anointed to prosper. Rande badoshe. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. Oh, Jesus. 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 Aye, aye, aye. 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 Aye, aye, aye. Oh. Oh. Aye, aye. Aye. Ah. Oh. Oh. Somebody sing with me. Jesus. Yeah, 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 yeah. Aye, 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 hey. Oh. Hey. 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 Begin to declare into your life right now that I am anointed to do exploits. I am anointed. Ha. I am anointed. As a kingdom, I am anointed to tame things in the realms of the spirit. Ah, I am anointed to make an impact in society. I am anointed to prosper. I am anointed. Rande badoshe bre kapadoshe tekata. I am anointed. Huh? I am anointed to take over whatever belonged to me. And Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me. He has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captive free. Barakadosha. If the anointing oil is beside you, beloved, anoint your head. Make sure it touches your hair. If there's no hair on your head, make sure it touches your head. Make sure you anoint yourself three times now. Anoint yourself three times. Spirit of God. We are entering into a different realm now. Anoint yourself now. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Anoint yourself now. Anoint yourself now. Anoint yourself now. Barakado shekedi and brandi kabada. Now, the Lord said, let somebody do something. There is a chair in your room. You have a chair in your room. You have a chair in your room. If you don't have a chair, you are not the one I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with different people with different things. Yes. You have a chair. There's a chair in your room. In your bedroom. And I'm talking of your bedroom. Not your hall. Not in the kitchen. Not in any other room. In your bedroom. There's a chair in your bedroom. You are the one I'm talking to. In your bedroom. There's a chair in your bedroom. Now move towards that chair and anoint that chair. Anoint that chair in the room. Now move towards that chair and anoint that chair in the room. If there are two chairs in your room, anoint all of them. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Anoint them now. Anoint them. Anoint them now. Spirit of God. Anoint them. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, there is a place. I'm speaking to another person now. Now, you are here. Something has been happening. For some time now, when you sleep, you have been hearing a certain noise coming from your window. A certain noise coming from your window. Hear me? A certain noise coming from your window. For some time now, when you sleep, you hear a certain noise coming from the window. You are the one I'm talking to. Whether it's one person, two, or three. If you are here, I want to locate somebody now. I want to locate somebody now. It's not time for me to be doing prophetic. But the Spirit of the Lord is directing me to do certain things in the life of some people now. For some time now, when you sleep, you have been hearing a certain noise coming from your window. Own up. Let me pray with you. Let me pray with you before I continue. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. A certain noise coming from the window. A certain noise. For some time now, when you go to bed, that noise has been coming from the window. Sometimes it comes like a small wind. And you'll be hearing certain things and you don't know where the noise is coming from, where the thing is coming from. If you are here and you are that person, please own up. Those of you, when you come to the life, you sleep, you are here to pray. You are here to pray. It is very, very important that you connect and pray. Yes, it is very, very, very important. If not so, you may not see the impact of what your time being here. Yes. And maybe you may say, I have been praying, but the Lord is not hearing me. Yes. By the grace of God, God has given me grace. I stand with people till their life or their life expectancy is being given unto them. That is the grace I have. Until I see a change in your life, I'll not let you go. Until I see fulfillment, I'll not let you go. Yes. I'll not let you go. Rando shabra kata badados. Rapa kapado badados. Now, I want you to put your hand on your heart right now. On your heart. Just put it on your heart right now. Just put it on your heart right now and declare. That I am saved by grace. Ooh. Beloved, some of us, now, the last place I want somebody to anoint. Now, I have entered into a certain room. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, the Lord is telling me right now that you are here. The window. There is a window that faces when you enter into your room. There is a window that faces your left-hand side. Listen carefully. You are here. Your window, when you enter through the door, the window is from your left-hand side. When you enter, the window is on your left-hand side. I've entered into a room right now. Now, there's something you are going to do right now. Pick the anointing oil. If you don't have anointing oil, just speak water and let me show you what to do right now. Now you are going to pour the water through the window. Through the window and declare. And declare that you are covered by the blood of Jesus. And declare that you are covered by the blood. On your left hand side, when you enter, a window is on your left hand side. It's on your left hand side. You are the one I'm talking to. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now I'm done. For some time now, we have been dealing with the blood and the covenant in the blood. Yes. I started this, and today, make sure you get your communion wine beside you. If you don't have communion, get some drink. If you don't have a drink, make sure you get water. If you don't have these three, then I don't know. Now, the blood that speaks. I've been talking about this, the blood. Yesterday, we got to understand in Leviticus chapter number 17, verse 13 to 14. Why you must not eat blood. We also find out that the blood contains the life of every creature. Any creature that have blood in it, that creature's life is in the blood. So the Lord instructed the people of Israel not to eat any animal that has its blood in it. It says, when you even want to kill an animal, make sure you pour the blood into the ground. You bury it. Kabadosh. You know, most at times, I've been talking to some people, and there have been a lot of questions. As Christians, you know, most of the time, when you don't study things, people ask you questions and you can't confuse. Somebody may ask you, why should just one man die for all of us? You see, yesterday I was saying something. I said that the things of the Spirit would not make sense to a layman who does not understand things of the Spirit. And the things of the Spirit are totally different from the things of the flesh, even though they work hand in hand. See, the way the nose operates is different from the way the mouth operates. The way the nose operates, the duties of the nose is different from the duties of the mouth. The duties of the leg is different from the duties of the hand. Yes. Are we together? Listen carefully. So, when you are talking about the things of the Spirit, those who do not understand the things of the Spirit, those who have not experienced it, those who do not understand certain things, will never get it. They will not understand you. They will not understand why. They will not understand why God is in heaven. And some of us declare that it was God that came on the earth to die for all of us. They will not understand. So let them be. One day they will understand. They will not understand why somebody must die for you. They will not understand. Let them be. One day they will understand. But they will understand in our local, in our localities, that when there's a calamity on the people, in the olden time, people are being sacrificed. Animals are being sacrificed to cut short all those calamities. Sometimes they will say somebody has committed something and that person must die so that that calamity will cease. They understand that one. They will take it, but they will not understand that Christ must die for you. And how come one person's blood saved the whole world? But they are forgotten that in their own spiritual terms, one person, they can order one person to die for the whole community. They will sacrifice one person. And he who created the heavens and the earth cannot save the whole world. The things of the Spirit, most at times, it doesn't make sense in reality. It does not make sense. The things of the Spirit, most at times, does not make sense at all. Because the flesh is limited. And because the flesh is limited, its understanding is totally different. The flesh deals with what it can see now, per its limitations. But the Spirit sees 1,000 years. So the Spirit will tell the flesh, I see something coming 1,000 years. Or in the next 10 minutes, I see something coming. Move out of this place. And the flesh will say, no, you have to be here. It doesn't make sense to the flesh. It doesn't make sense to the flesh. Because the flesh does not know and do not understand. The Spirit, when the body goes to bed, the Spirit will be moving about and the Spirit will be showing the flesh things that are happening, things of the past, things that are happening in the realms of the Spirit, and comes as a dream. The flesh will wake up and say, ah, I had a dream. I don't understand. I had a dream. I don't understand. But the Spirit understands, but the flesh do not understand. It shows you how spirituality is. It shows you how to understand these things. Because we are in a different world and different understanding. Whatever the flesh do not know, it could never accept it. Listen to me carefully. I said something yesterday that I said, that is the reason why the old times,
the slave tribe, when they came, they would just bring a mirror. Our forefathers would see a mirror and say, Kai, this mirror is a god. This mirror can do wonders. And then they will carry their gold, they will carry their children and give to these slave masters. It means that their understanding. So whatever you don't understand, it is difficult for you to accept. Whatever, you know, this flesh, whatever it does not see and does not understand, it's difficult for the flesh to accept it. You remember when Jesus was at Gethsemane? He said, the spirit is strong, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The spirit is willing. You may not understand why you must wake up very early and pray at this point of time. Your spirit, some of us, our spirit says we should wake up. I want to wake up and pray. I want to wake up and join Apostle Jonathan. I want to wake up and join Faith Assembly and pray. But the flesh says you are tired, must sleep. The spirit wills. The spirit can see. The spirit can see what will happen tomorrow and what will happen next. Even if the spirit cannot see, the spirit can sense it. Can sense it. So the things of the spirit, that is why it took one man for all of us to come on this earth. And it took one man for sin to enter into this world. And it took one man for all of us to be saved. That is Jesus Christ. May the blood of Jesus speak for you right now. May the blood of Jesus speak for you right now. May the blood of Jesus speak for you right now. May the blood of Jesus speak for you right now. I said, some of you, it is your time for manifestation. And until you connect spiritually, that is why, as a Christian, listen carefully. Now, let me give you this advice. As a Christian, as a spiritual person, you must understand these things. You must understand these things. That the weapon of our warfare is not carnal. You must understand it. As a Christian, as a spiritual person, you must understand certain things. If you don't understand, ask your pastor. I am always available for questions. I am always available. If you don't understand something, just ask me. By my knowledge and my understanding, I believe that the grace of God will give me that grace to explain to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, most of times, we break down. Somebody will say, I have prayed for a long time. I am not seeing anything. I've been on Apostle Jonathan's live, on his podcast. I am not seeing anything. It's because you have not opened your eyes to see something. You ask yourself, what draws you closer to that place? Most of you, God brought you to me for a reason. And until that reason is being fulfilled, don't give up. You see, when you're a spiritual person, I know very well that there are a lot of pastors on this app. There are a lot of pastors in Ghana. There are a lot of pastors out there. So you ask yourself, why did God brought you to Apostle Jonathan? And sometimes you get broken, but yet still you want to be on that life. It is the Spirit of God that is leading you. When you are a person, as a Christian, one thing you must understand is that it has been said in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, it says, there is time for everything. There is time for everything. So Bible said when it was time for Jesus to die,
He said, my time is up. I must go to Jerusalem. My time is up. And I must go to Jerusalem. That is the point he has to be crowned. I see somebody getting to a place of glory right now. The Spirit of the Lord is taking you to your place of glory. The Spirit of the Lord is going to manifest what you have been praying for. The manifestation has already started working. Ah, I see a great door. A great door. And I see somebody being escorted. Rabakadabadaba. Rando shekadeyadabrandiyadabadaba. Rakabadabadushi. I see another gathering. People are wearing white. People are wearing white and they are celebrating. May the Lord bring people to celebrate you in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bring people to celebrate with you in the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Ah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Most of the times you will pray. And you ask yourself, why am I not getting it? That is why I say we serve a God of preparation. God is not a Sakawa man. God is not a juju man. His operation is different. He knows you better. What he is giving to you, he doesn't go and steal it. It's for him and he's giving it to you. Yes. What he has to do for you, he's not going to steal it, so he's not in a hurry. He wants to make sure he prepares you at a time when he gives unto you. You know, one thing about us is that most of the time, when we are getting close to our manifestation, that is when we give up. That is when we give up. Now, let me tell you about the sacrifices. I call it the covenant of sacrifice. Most of us, we cannot sacrifice for anything. You cannot sacrifice for your relationship. You cannot sacrifice for your business. You cannot sacrifice for your marriage. You cannot sacrifice for your career. You cannot sacrifice. I tell you, if you are in school and you cannot sacrifice your sleep to study, forget it. Forget first class. Forget it. Forget it. If you have children and you cannot sacrifice to pray for them, pray for them. Don't expect anything to change spiritually in their life. If the devil is attacking them, leave the devil to attack them because you have not prayed for them. We cannot sacrifice for anything. I call this the covenant of sacrifice. When you look at Joseph, when you look at Anna, that we compare ourselves to them. Mary has to sacrifice her virginity. Mary. She has to sacrifice to be called Ashawo. If you don't know, I'm telling you. She has to sacrifice to be called a liar, in which to give birth to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There's something inside you. There's some kind of prayer you are praying. And I tell you, the day it will manifest, people will call you names. Some of you people will say, there's something after you. Some of you, some people will say, you're a barren woman. Somebody will tell you, you have this, you are that. You don't have a bad character. You have a bad character. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But there's something inside you. Huh? Bible said he got to a point. Her fiancé, who was going to see the family, wanted to divorce Mary privately. Because at that point, Mary claimed she's a virgin.
And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Mary. She has to sacrifice her virginity, not to be called a virgin again. She has to be called a harlot. She has to be called names. She sacrificed all those. Today we are mentioning her name. What have you sacrificed for your progress in life? What have you sacrificed for your spiritual life? Yes, you cannot sacrifice anything. Yes, Bible said, for God so loved the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. The popular scripture, John 3:16. For God so loved the world. I tell you, what you don't love, you cannot sacrifice for it. That is why Bible says that where your treasure is, there your heart is. For where your treasure is, there your heart is. What it means that whatever will not bring you any profit, whatever you think will not bring you any profit, you cannot invest into it. That is why a lot of Christians are not able to give unto ministry, because they've not gotten to understand that that is what holds them. A lot of people are praying, but they are just praying, because Bible said that we pray, but we pray amiss. A lot of people are praying because they have to pray. Where they have gotten to, they have been asked to pray. But I want you to understand, a lot of people, so the moment they get what they want, they put Christ aside. They will go and come back. So at the end of the day, they have no covenant. They have not sacrificed anything. All they did was to go to a place whereby they can get solution. And I tell people, you can go anywhere for solution. As I'm talking to you right now, if you want a baby, go to the juju man. He will do everything for you to get a baby. But somebody will say, the end result will tell. Beloved, if you are here, I am talking about the covenant of sacrifice, which manifests glory. The Spirit, the blood. The Spirit, the blood. Listen to me carefully. Joseph was promised, Bible said that he used to have dreams. And when he had dreams, he would tell his brothers, brother, I see that I am doing better in life. And Bible said he would go and tell his brothers. And Bible said the more he told them about his dream, the more they hate him. The more he tells them about his dream, the more they hate him. The more he tells them about his dream, the more they hate him. He never lose God. These same brothers sold him out. Some of us, we have been sold out by a certain covenant in our family. Some of you here, if not because of Christ and the blood of Jesus, you should be a fetish priestess by now. A fetish priestess by now. But grace found you. Grace found you. Grace found you. Grace found you. And some of us, grace found us, but we are taking the grace for granted. We've forgotten that he died for us. Because of him, he was beaten. He has all the power to command, and every person on this earth will vanish. But he said, I am giving myself to you. I am giving myself to you for you to understand how much I love you. So Jesus did not die because he wanted to show wonders, but he died out of love. Jesus didn't die because he wanted to show the world anything. the only reason for his death. For God so loved the world. So when Nicodemus went to Jesus, Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. In the name of Jesus. Joseph was sold out into slavery. Some of us have been sold out by our families. There are things working in the family. There are certain covenants that are fighting us. That same covenant fought Rahel. Rahel was so beautiful. Bible said Rahel was so beautiful. She was ordained for the first wife. Just Jacob saw Rahel. He said, this is the woman I want. He has to work for 7 years for Rahel. After the 7 years, give me my wife. The wife was changed. When Jacob went to ask why, the father-in-law said, in this place, we don't do it that way. Rahel's glory, Rahel's destiny was changed. When she has to be the first wife, like she'll be the only wife, but because of customs, certain things in the family, instead of being first, she became second. Beloved, whatever place the devil has positioned you, I declare upon your life right now. I declare upon your life right now for a release. Whatever thing that is happening in the realms of the spirit to devalue you, make you feel weak, make you feel anxious, make you feel unhappy, I declare and release you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Spirit of the Lord come upon you right now. May the Spirit of the Lord come upon you right now. May the Spirit of the Lord come upon you right now. May the Lord set you free in the name of Jesus. May the Lord set you free in the name of Jesus. If you are sick at any part of your body, may you be healed in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may you be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. May you be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. May you be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. May you be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I declare upon your life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, this is the reason. There is time for everybody. And there's time for a manifestation for everybody. Hear me carefully. No matter what the devil will do, look at the crown ahead of you and don't stop praying. Listen, Joseph was sold out into slavery, but because of the grace upon him, he landed up in Potiphar's house. The grace was shining. Out of that place, he landed up in the prison. He never stopped praying. He never stopped preaching. He never stopped praising God. One day, I said, some of you, somebody has to meet you. That is why I have met you. God has sent me to you. You must meet me, and I must meet you. God has sent you to me. I must meet you, and you must also meet me. Bible said in the prison there were two men who came to tell him about his dream, about their dream, to a point that he had to tell one of them that when you go into the king's house and you are remembered, remember me. Bible said this man went there and he didn't remember Joseph. Joseph was still in the prison. Joseph never stopped praying. Just one day, he was sacrificing. He did not go to Juju. He did not look elsewhere. He did not say, I will not serve the Lord again. He did not say, I will not pray about that thing again. Some of us, the little thing that will happen, we will declare, I will not pray again. I will not pray about this again. Sometimes I'm even tired. I am even tired. Sometimes the things you will say, they are even more than your prayer of deliverance. And sometimes you will end up using your own words against yourself. You see, the devil is everywhere looking for the tongue to use, because there's power in the tongue. So the devil is looking everywhere. What is happening? Is he? Is somebody saying something? No, I'll pick it up and use it against them. Now I want you to speak to your life right now. Now declare that I will succeed. I will give birth. If you cannot give birth and you think you cannot give birth, declare that I will give birth. No matter what, I will give birth. No matter what, I will marry. No matter what. No matter what. Since it's an ordinance of God. You know, sometimes when people pray about marriage, people ask them, why are they praying about marriage? But you know that the first institution of God was marriage. The first institution of God was marriage in the Garden of Eden. So you shouldn't feel shy about you praying about marriage. Some of us were told to pray about marriage. If you have prayed about it some years back, maybe today we've gotten our results. Maybe today it has manifested. I am telling you, declare upon your life. Say, I, whether the devil likes it or not, I will prosper. I will have a prosperous family. Whether the devil likes it or not, whether they like it or not, whether the witches, those who envy me, whether they like it or not, I will live to see the glory of the Lord. I will not die before my time. If Joseph did not die in the prison, you will not die also in your calamity. You will not die also in your struggle. I said, if Joseph did not die in the prison, if Joseph did not die in the prison, Joseph continued to offer prayer. He was offering prayer. He was offering prayer. One day something happened in the house of the king, the overall boss. I see him. Some of you, God, something must happen for God to bring somebody somewhere to speak good about you to somebody. May the Lord let that thing manifest now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I say, there's somebody somewhere who have to say, hey, Arabasika, she's very good, oh. I've been saying it here. I just introduce somebody to somebody and tell the person, this person is a nice person. This person is a nice person. Marry, and they married. They don't know themselves anywhere. Just 4 months, they got married. Just 4 months, they got married. I say, what? Just 4 months, they got married. Just introduction. This person is good, oh. This person is good. I tell you, somebody must just speak good about you. Somebody must just speak good about you. Just somebody must just speak good about you. And if the person is not saying it, something must happen for the person to say it. Something must happen for the person to say it. What have you sacrificed in all this struggle? That is why I love David. David was anointed at the age of 17 years. He was praying left and right. He was writing songs. That is why the book of Psalms is really dedicated to David, because he wrote most of them. He didn't write all of them. He wrote most of them. Yes. Because even in his struggle, he was singing. Even in his struggle, he was singing. Even in his struggle, he was singing. Even in the pain, he was singing hallelujah. He said, for his mercies endured forever. What have you sacrificed? What have you sacrificed? What have you sacrificed? I call it the covenant of sacrifice. The covenant of sacrifice. I'm ending. I have 3 minutes to end. And then we'll dive into a little prayer. And whatever the Lord has to do. I believe your communion wine is beside you. Your anointing oil is beside you. If you are here, I want you to shout, I am delivered. I am delivered. I am delivered by the blood of Jesus. I am delivered by the blood of Jesus. I am delivered by the blood of Jesus. I want everybody here, if you are here, just write at the comment section. Yes, if I see your comment, then I'll know you are here. So if the Lord says something to me, that is when I can look at you. I am delivered by the blood of Jesus. I am delivered by the blood of Jesus. I am delivered by the blood of Jesus. Rabado shepherdia bakatosa. Libre kabarhon nabrando shed. I am delivered by the blood of Jesus. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 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 Yes. 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 Most of us, we cannot sacrifice anything. When you read the book of Psalm 50, Psalm 50 verse 5, Bible says that, call unto me those who have a covenant with me through sacrifice. Listen, he said, call unto me those who have a covenant with me through sacrifice. See, it is very, very important. Even in your relationship, no man will be with a woman and will call you, this is the woman that made me woman, or that made me a man. No man. If you did not sacrifice with the person will not mention you anywhere. See, even if the person become ungrateful, one day the person will remember you. I'm telling you. That is why, by the grace of God, I say I want to remain doing good. Yes. Because I learn doing good. What of the person who is doing evil? They are learning to be evil. I will learn to be good. I will learn to be good. Yes, I will learn to be good. See, there are some people. That is why covenant of sacrifice. A lot of us cannot sacrifice. You cannot sacrifice to pray. You cannot sacrifice your sleep. You cannot even sacrifice to support the kingdom. You cannot even sacrifice. Thank you, Holy Spirit. On this platform, somebody gave $150 to pay for this platform. Yes, that we are all enjoying. So it is somebody's sacrifice. Somebody paid for us to be enjoying this platform. That is why when it got to a difficult time, when the message was given to Ezekiah, you are going to die. Bible said, Ezekiah turned himself to the wall. he turned himself to the world. If today is your first time, please follow. And also you can pick the numbers. Pick the numbers. We have the information number. And we have my personal number. If you need any information, you can call the 0244-616-936. 0244-616-936. If you want to sow a seed, you want to give a sacrifice, 0244-616-936. But if you want to have a conversation with me personally, 0241-314-472. We meet here every Saturday and Sunday, 4 a.m. GMT. Listen to me. If today is your first time, just follow the line because I'm ending. Hear me. When Ezekiah was told, Ezekiah, we're going to die, he said, Lord, you know me now, how I have saved you. Ezekiah built a covenant of sacrifice. The last time I spoke about the covenant of prayer, you were happy. Yes. And some of you prayed a certain prayer. Some of you prayed a certain prayer and it has started working in your life. Covenant of prayer. Yes. Today I'm talking about the covenant of sacrifice. When God wanted to gain the earth, wanted to the whole world to know about him, he sacrificed his only begotten. Today, everywhere, everybody calls Jesus. Everybody, everywhere calls the name of Jesus. Everybody, anywhere calls the name of Jesus Christ. I tell you, if you cannot sacrifice for your business, you cannot sacrifice. You cannot sacrifice for certain things. Don't expect anything to change. Don't expect difficulty. You see, there are certain things that you need sacrifice for that door to be opened. Because spiritually, you don't need to get it. Spiritually, the thing is messed up. Some of us, I tell you, you cannot give birth. If you don't sacrifice anything, you cannot give birth. It will take a long time and you'll be frustrated. If you cannot sacrifice anything, if you cannot sacrifice your sleep for prayer, if you cannot sacrifice to be in the marriage, I tell you, the marriage will not work. If you cannot sacrifice for your children will have bad life. I tell you, if you cannot sacrifice, it is the sacrifices. God said to Abraham, go and sacrifice your only son. Abraham did not shake the head. He said, Oh Lord. Okay, let me do that. Now let me tell you, Anna said, I will not eat until I hear the voice of God. I will not eat until I hear the voice of God. She was praying when the man of God said, woman, you this early morning, like the way you are praying, early this morning, you are drunk. She said, Papa, I am sorry. But what the way you see me praying, and people are saying that you are crazy. As for you, you are crazy. You're always shouting, praying. As for you, you are praying, you are always praying. You are not seeing anything. And I said, yes, Papa. Yes, I am praying like I'm crazy. I am praying like somebody who is drunk. You know, those who are drunk sometimes behave like they are crazy. That is the kind of prayer Anna was praying. And I'm not surprised. Bible talked about Jesus. Bible said Jesus prayed. He prayed. And the flesh began to cry. The flesh began to cry. And Bible said his sweat became like blood. Like blood. How about that? I pray for you. May the Lord give you the spirit of sacrifice. To be able to sacrifice for what belongs to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This is sacrifice. And I have to stay. Say, I will not eat until I hear the voice of God. The moment the prophet of God say, Anna,
Is that so? Okay, go. The next time you come back, you come back with the baby. He said, okay, this is what I want to hear. By a faith. By a faith. He said, I just want a child. Listen to me. Those of you cannot sacrifice. She said, I just want a child. If that child is being given to me, I'll give it back to the Lord. Do you know that Anna receiving the child, Anna sent the child to the Lord. In those times, we call something Nazarene, which means that when you give birth and you give your firstborn, you give to the Lord, it becomes the Lord's own. That child, you cannot call that child as your child again. Anna gave Samuel out to the Lord. And look at how all the children of Anna, only Samuel makes people remember Anna. Only Samuel. And after Anna giving that one Samuel, Bible said Anna gave birth to 5 children. 3 boys, 2 girls. 3 boys, 2 girls. After Anna sacrificing Samuel. After Anna sacrificing Samuel. After Jesus was sacrificed for the world gained itself. The world gained itself. Thank you, Holy Spirit. From today, what are you sacrificing? What are you sacrificing? Some of us, even in our churches, when they say give offering or sacrifice something, it becomes difficult for you to sacrifice or give us something. But in this world, that is why I say that the realms of the spirit, the things of the spirit, is a bit confusing to those who do not understand. Recently, I told my wife, we have to sow a seed of 2,000. We have to sow a seed of 2,000. And I went to do it. She may not understand, but I know the things of the realms. Beloved, I pray for you. Now, pick up your communion wine. Pick up your communion wine. Pick up your communion wine. Pick up your communion wine and begin to declare and say, Lord, let your blood that was shed for me, let your blood that was shed for me, work for me now, quickly, quickly, quickly. Begin to declare upon yourself right now. Begin to declare upon yourself right now. Begin to declare upon yourself right now. Let me look at somebody here right now in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, 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 by the power of the Holy Ghost, 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 let the blood of Jesus work for me now. Now, lift it up. Now, lift the communion wine. If you don't have a communion wine, just get a drink. If you don't have any drink, get water. Pour some of into a cup or the cover and lift it up. Say, I declare that this is the blood of Jesus. I declare. Say after me quickly. Are we together? Are we together? Say after me quickly. Say, this is the blood of Jesus that was shed for me. As this blood enters into my body, anything spiritually attacking me, may the deliverance of the Lord reach me. May the deliverance of the Lord come upon my life. In the name of Jesus. Now take it, take it. Take it now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. As the blood of Jesus. I say, if you don't have drink, take water. And take the water and say, I turn this into the blood of Jesus. Huh? In the name of Jesus. The sacrifice on the cross of Calvary will speak for you. For Bible said he became poor for you, us to become rich. He died for us to live. In the name of Jesus. Now, place your hand on your womb. I'm making some declarations right now. Place your hand on your womb. Place your hand on your womb. On your womb right now. Begin to rub from your chest to your womb. from your chest to your womb right now, in the name of Jesus. Healing is taking place. Deliverance is taking place. Whatever that the devil has possessed you with, that thing is coming out in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, deliverance is coming to your house right now. Deliverance is coming to your home right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, deliverance is coming to you right now. In the name of Jesus, if there's anything in your womb that has gone wrong, right now, the Lord is able to restore. The Lord is able to heal. The Lord is able to deliver. May the Lord bring healing into your womb right now. May the Lord bring healing into your kidney. May the Lord bring healing into your womb. May the Lord bring healing into your stomach, into your chest, rakapata, into your heart right now. Healing is taking place. Rakatakadadada, rapatapadaba, marakapago shakadiata, rakato shakadagade, redegiabado shebrambariandaba. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it now. Now I declare upon your life, if through bloodline, family bloodline, something has been said concerning your life that you will not move on, or there's somebody who has said you will not move on, by the blood that was sacrificed and by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, I said you will not stay down. In the name of the resurrection power of Christ, work for you in the name of Jesus. Anything dead in your life is being resurrected in the name of Jesus. Anything that is dead in your life is coming back. If your womb is dead, that womb is coming back. If your body is dead, you are coming back to life. If your promotion is dead, that promotion is coming back to life. In the name of Jesus, if your business is dead, that business is coming back to life. Rakatakata, if one side of your body has gone off, that body is coming back. I see in the realms of the spirit, healing is taking place now. Deliverance is taking place. If you have been tied anywhere, I release you now. I release you now. Now pick up the anointing oil. Pick up the anointing oil. I want you to anoint your forehead. Anoint your forehead. If you don't have anointing oil, anoint your forehead. And anoint your tongue. Anoint your forehead. The last thing we are doing now, anoint your forehead. I declare upon your life, from today, those who looks at you and pour out certain things upon your life that you may not see the glory of, when they see you and they want to plant evil, may the fire of God burn them in the name of Jesus. In the name of, from today, wherever you go, when you speak, people must hear you. That destiny helper must hear you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare upon your life that you are a child of God and your life is covered in the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, the Lord has placed upon my heart that we should pray this evening. The Lord has placed upon my heart that we should pray this evening. So, and it's going to be just prophetic and anointing. So I want to encourage everyone to be part of it. Invite a friend, invite a brother, invite a sister. We are praying this evening. And the time is 5 p.m. The time is 5 p.m. The Lord has placed upon my heart. I know it's because of somebody. That is why we are going to pray. The time is 5 p.m. 5 p.m. to 6:30. Then we'll close. It's going to be prophetic. Invite somebody. I pray for you today, 5 p.m. to 6:30, and then we close. God bless you. See you this evening. And it's going to be prophetic. That is going to be prayer and prophetic. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. It's going to be anointing service. Get your anointing ready, and the Lord will bless you. We meet here every Saturday and Sunday, 4 a.m. God bless you so much. I see you, brother Sam.